And there was another problem. The waves were tiny, more Cornwall than Caroline's. The team had brought along world-class surfer Dylan Longbottom to give some scale to the waves, but it was having the opposite effect.
When you look at the size of the waves here, it's hard to imagine that in a single day, if the conditions are right, the wave will break sort of way over your head and you've got this perfect barrel, but there's no sign of it at the moment.
The next day, Rudy felt sure his custom-built housing was now up and running.
Yes, it works.
The words I like to hear most often on a shoot, yes, it's working. The words I don't like to hear very often, Rudy, are, no, it's not working, I think it's broken.
But all was well with the housing, and finally, it was ready to make a splash. Barley and Dylan paddled out to the surf zone. The waves were still small, but the hard, jagged reef beneath Barley's feet was a constant reminder of the dangers here. And even in small waves, getting into position with the large housing was going to be a real challenge.